In today's circus, you wonder what's in the center ring. A who's in the freak show.
Let me give you a quick example of how freaked out the left is over Candace Owens. Candace Owens showing up at this event. From Newsweek, the far-left rag that it is, the politicization of Tuesday's congressional hearings on hate crimes and white nationalism decreased the efficiency and the effect of the House committee's questioning experts on hate crimes and extremism, told Newsweek. Experts. Here's who they cite as an expert. Heidi Bayrick, who leads the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. The SPLC facing 70 lawsuits for libel. 70. Morris D is the founder of that place, run out because he was lining his own pockets and it was a biased place. But here's what she said. Republicans were successful at turning the hearing into a kind of mess with Candace Owens and Morton Klein. It's embarrassing for the Republicans to bring one of the people who inspired the New Zealand attacker as a witness. They're blaming Candace Owens for the murders at the mosque in New Zealand because he mentioned her someplace in his 75-page ramblings. That's how desperate these people are. That's how desperate these people are. All right, let's go to the Common Sense Hotline. Who's on the line? Joe, checking in from Grand Rapids real quickly on Candace Owens. Joe, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, if you're a Republican politician, go watch that video of her. That's how you handle the Democrats. That's how you handle the press. You know, stop trying to be the nice guy. Stop trying to be, you know, the good cop, bad cop thing. Stand up for yourselves, man. That's why Trump is so popular with people. That's why he can draw 20,000 people, because he doesn't take any junk.
Destroy him with the truth, Joe. Just hammer him with the truth. And that's what she kept doing, and that's why she's winning the conversation. Greatly appreciate you being here. That is exactly right. Stand up. Tell the truth. Don't be shy about it. That's what we do here every day. By the way, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. So midway through the day, Candace Owens had laid the groundwork for her systematic takedown of the entire Democrat narrative when it comes to race and how they have treated people over the last many decades. Here's bite number eight as she gets down to it. Bite eight, go.
Here are some things we never hear. 75% of the black boys in California don't meet state reading standards. In inner cities like Baltimore, within five high schools and one middle school, not a single student was found to be proficient in math or reading in 2016. The single motherhood rate in the black community, which is at 23% in the 1960s when my grandfather was coming up, is at a staggering 74% today. I am guessing there will be no committee hearings about that. There are more black babies aborted than born alive in cities like New York, and you have Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo lighting up buildings to celebrate late-term abortions. I could go on and on. My point is that white nationalism does not do any of those things that I just brought up. Democrat policies did.
Boom. Again, tell the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I look at some of the outrageous comments where the left has tried to turn Candace Owens into a Nazi sympathizer. They've tried to blame her for the shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand. They've tried to do a host of other things to delegitimize her. That was the whole focus of the Democrats for Gerald No-Neck Nadler and Ted I'm in Lulu Land from California. I mean, please. She is a registered Democrat, a woman who was raised to understand the importance of hard work, being accountable for who you are, and not raised as a victim. As she pointed out here a moment ago, not raised and told that, hey, you know, the cards are stacked against you because you're black. Her grandfather never taught her that. Instead, she says it's fear and free stuff. That's the Democratic 2020 election strategy. Fear-mongering and free stuff. That's all it is. We'll scare the daylights out of anybody that'll listen, whether it's racism or global apocalypse because the temperature might go up because I drove to work today. The whole world's going to end. My God, we've got to have everybody. The whole world is a victim. All the world's a victim. That is the Democrat worldview. Everybody has to be a victim because that way they can come and ride to the rescue, usually by taking your tax dollars. We'll come save you. Please step up to the pay window. And they have to control the vote in the black community. They have to secure better than 85% of the black community vote or they will not win. They have to secure better than 60% of the vote in the Hispanic community or they will not win. That's why somebody like Candace Owens is such a threat to the Democrat and their establishment, because she threatens everything that they are and everything that they stand for. She calls them out and says, this is what's wrong with this party. It's about manipulation. It's about fear. It's about handing you free stuff. And yet nothing improves in many of these communities. The plans are, and then they disappear for 4 years. The plans are put out there. We're going to do all of these great things and free stuff and yeah. And then they're gone for 4 years. And then they return magically when it's an election cycle for president again. She is spot on and accurate about that. Absolutely spot on and accurate. And for anyone that would use the Southern Poverty Law Center at this juncture as an authority on anything is a fool. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been completely discredited, losing a $3.5 million lawsuit just recently to a guy who is a Muslim trying to create a reform in the religion, and they attacked him as being a hate monger. He took him down for $3.5 million. There are 70 other lawsuits coming for smear jobs that the Southern Poverty Law Center has done on people. And yet I've gone to article after article that refer to the Southern Poverty Law Center as being some sort of a fact. The fact is 1,000 new law enforcement agencies are being included in reporting hate crimes. The parameters have been widened. There is no surge in hate crimes in America. That is a narrative being put forth to scare you. It's about fear and free stuff. We'll continue our Candace Owen deep dive right after this.